John Donaldson was dead by the time Andrew Jackson reached Nashville, but no one could say quite how he had died. He had planted his family on a Cumberland farm they called Clover Bottom for the lush meadow that sprang from the black, flood-deposited earth. Yet Donaldson and his boys had only just got their first corn crop in the ground when the river made another deposit, burying the crop and forcing the family to higher elevation. Subsequent Indian troubles discouraged a return to Clover Bottom, and the Donaldsons beat a temporary retreat into Kentucky. They were back on the Cumberland by 1785, when Donaldson installed his wife, Catherine, and the children who hadn't yet left home, in a log house 10 miles from Nashville. He farmed during the summer and took odd jobs during the winter. Among those jobs was surveying for speculators hoping to turn a profit on western lands. He was surveying in the woods not far from Nashville when he met a violent death. As Indians were still very active in the area, they initially appeared the likely culprits. Yet examination of the corpse revealed that it retained its scalp but not its wallet, and suspicion fell on white highwaymen. They were never found, though, and the mystery was never solved. During the next few years, the Donaldson children scattered, but one returned to the nest. Rachel Donaldson was described by a contemporary as possessing a beautifully molded form, lustrous black eyes, dark glossy hair, full red lips, brunette complexion, though of brilliant coloring, a sweet oval face rippling with smiles and dimples. She must have been alluring, for she had no trouble attracting admirers, starting with Lewis Roberts. Rachel and Roberts met during the Donaldson sojourn in Kentucky. They married not long after her 17th birthday and stayed behind when John and Catherine took the other children back to the Cumberland. For a time, the young couple got on well, living with Roberts's widowed mother, who grew attached to her daughter-in-law. But when the widow Roberts took in a boarder named Peyton Short, trouble developed. Short found Rachel attractive.